Story number 3. Federal policy attempts to forcefully detransition trans prisoners. Interview with political prisoner Sophia De Ferrari by Dime Reed. This past February, the Trump administration released its new policy outlining a plan to deny federal prisoners access to gender-affirming health care, with a roadmap leading from pathologizing the trans experience as a mental illness to forced detransition. The stated scope and purpose is, quote, to establish professional guidelines for the mental health evaluation and treatment of inmates meeting the diagnostic criteria for gender dysphoria, GD, to assist their progress toward recovery while reducing or eliminating the frequency and severity of symptoms and associated outcomes. Independent journalist Alexandra Vaca wrote an article with critical analysis. This policy is a testing ground for conversion therapy, wherein the government uses prisoners in an attempt to prove dangerous conversion practices can work. In it, she writes, the BOP, Bureau of Prisons, is giving trans people no other choice but to conform to their sex assigned at birth by forcing them into a societal role that they reject and ignoring clinical guidelines. All hallmarks of harmful and dangerous conversion practices recognized by the United Nations to be a form of torture. Dissident Times reached out to Sophia De Ferrari, currently incarcerated at a Coffee Creek Correctional Facility in Wilsonville, Oregon. For an interview about her experience as a trans woman in prison and her perspective on some of the terms and strategies this administration is using to oppress and erase gender nonconforming people being held behind bars. Dime, please tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you want people to know about who you are, what you value, how you like to spend your time? Sophia. I am Sophia De Ferrari, a non-binary femme, woman fine too, she, they. My father's side descends from Venezuela, and my mom from the here. I am likely autistic, diagnosed with ADHD currently, though I'll touch on diagnoses later. I love math. Most of my interests are math derivative. Poetry, music, lyric. I am a creator, a composer. I am a poet, philosopher. My current fascination is Foucault. His collected works on power sits on my shelf along with Graeber, new AK press releases, and my heavily annotated copy of The Prince. Oh, and 2 undergraduate math textbooks I bought. I am a lesbian. I love women. This is interesting, housed in a female prison. My favorite color is pink. Like the ink I scrawl, and this letter was written in pink, I enjoy finding myself lost in the eyes of women. I value autonomy, liberty. I do believe in the possibility of a world without hierarchy, oppression which would unlock the potentiality dormant of society, maximize each individual's liberty. Liberty as in potential to do, not possibility to maybe think about doing. In my utopia, society benefits individuals, not reversed. I've grown disillusioned, however, with a term like anarchy. I write a lot of music on my Phantom and my Schecter. I'll consume myself writing music, practicing guitar, writing lyrics, and producing. My days look like exercise, cooking, vegetarian food, rice and lots of nuts, socializing, and reading. Since transitioning, I've become a socially anxious extrovert. You can find my music on SoundCloud and pictures of my prison makeup to me on Insta. My favorite days are hot, humid, no wind, and drama-free, with good company. Dime. We are communicating by writing. I'd like to give myself and the readers a chance to connect with you a little as a person before we take on these other questions. How are you feeling in this moment? Sophia. Oh, I'm stressed and terrified. My best friend in here, Sasha Zay, was recently sent out to a men's prison. I am scared I could be next for no reason. I'm a year out from my mammoplasty and at least 1.5 to 2 years from my vaginoplasty. I already have a lawsuit for trans care. I do not want to need one for my housing. The warden has captured the Machiavellian ideal, better to rule through fear than love. I managed 2 months with men in jail, and that I very much resemble a woman, duh, made me a target for attempted extortion and rape. Essentially, I prefer being somewhat fetishized with attempt at seduction compared to threats of violence and violation. We do not choose evil of better option. Though I have cause for some joy, I'm still here, still on HRT, have my surgery scheduled, and received electrolysis on Wednesdays at OSP, even with $6 per gas, lol. I can get my nails polished, my hair braided, and I can socialize as a woman around examples of other women. I don't want my joy taken. Dime. Our intention with this interview is to discuss a policy from the federal administration and the Bureau of Prisons that, if enacted, will directly harm trans and gender nonconforming people who are trapped in the carceral system. How do you relate to these topics? Sophia. I am trans, first and foremost. To borrow from Heidegger, I am thrown into my transness. I am trans before I am a woman, a musician, whatever. My transpositionality pervades the rest of my life, a constant dysphoric distress, thoughts of self-castration, and never feeling woman enough, plus a pathologizing society focused on profits, which denies me a transition without forcing me to adopt its language, subsume my experience onto it. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. Policy outlines an end, a prescribed outcome, prose, the errant of the affidavit and indictment. But ultimately, power achieves the ends. Power, cynically, reduces to violence, with language the justification for use of and precursor to use. We understand the importance of words. I relate to this dilemma as an incarcerated trans woman. While the BOP does not have jurisdiction over Oregon state prisons, the larger war of words and the cultural shifts I have in treatment of trans prisoners could come to one day impact me. An injury to one. I have been thrice taken off my hormones in my incarceration, all times through calculated abuse of trans women. Dime. This policy starts out by outlining its purpose. Quote, to establish professional guidelines for the mental health evaluation and treatment of inmates meeting the diagnostic criteria for gender dysphoria, GD, to assist their progress towards recovery while reducing or eliminating the frequency and severity of symptoms and associated negative outcomes. What is your response to the intention of the federal government and the Bureau of Prisons to diagnose and treat gender dysphoria and to, as they say, reduce/eliminate symptoms and, quote, associated negative outcomes? Sophia. The obvious question is, what the fuck is a negative outcome? Who gets to decide? For me, that is surely self-harm, self-death, or not transitioning. For the transgender disbelievers, like Trump and whomever, my negative outcomes appear. Life, survival, thriving, happiness, joy, love, truth. Perspective is key, and my policy would not have the same weight as the BOP policy. Power flows from the bottom up, and so long as the decrees of the U.S. government, sorry, hate the word too much, can't spell it, and its bureaucratic facilities are hegemonically regarded as valid, they will continue to have power. All emperors wear no clothes. I want to live and thrive as a woman. I lived 20 years of a lie in Florida. I do not need convincing. I am a man. I need acceptance of my womanhood. My acceptance is a desired outcome, not a symptom to be eliminated. A positive, not a negative. Let me be myself. Dime. I'd like to touch on the, quote, definitions section in the policy. In what ways do they diverge from how you would define these terms, based on your own lived experience and political lens? Sophia, let's do the important ones. Gendered dysphoria. Distress associated with incongruencies or inconsistencies in one's gender identity and one's current reality. A troubling aspect of my transgender experience. Gender identity. the sense of self one has. Sex trait modification surgeries. I prefer gender confirmation. The light at the end of the tunnel, for me, the end of my gender dysphoria. The means by which my physical current reality is scientifically, medically aligned with my gender identity. Go science. Social accommodation. This one was a doozy. Wow. I don't even use this word. I think of these as half measures that gatekeepers require of me to my gender confirmation. Honestly, this whole section of the policy really dripped in contempt for trans people. I feel viewed as a lunatic, subhuman, othered, because the cis-hetero norm is defined in relation to what it is not, me. And I am thus a subject of its power. Dime. This policy essentially outlines the denial of gender-affirming care, including hormones, for anyone diagnosed through their process and criteria with gender dysphoria, and implements a, quote, tapering plan for those already receiving hormones. Independent journalist and writer Alexandra Vaca wrote an essay titled, "The Trump Administration is Testing Conversion Therapy by Medically Experimenting on Trans People in Prisons," which I believe you've had a chance to read, in which she names this policy as forced detransition. Would you like to respond to this? Sophia. 100% a forced detransition. This essay was spot on. I don't see a great reason to say more, as I'm in agreement. Sorry if you wanted more. Less is more. Dime. What can solidarity and struggle look like for those inside who will be most impacted by this policy, especially from those who are outside? Sophia. Litigation, first and foremost. A federal habeas corpus for every federal trans prisoner? In this respect, prisoners will need the support of competent counsel and will need help with filings. Trans prisoners should not allow themselves to be forcibly detransitioned. Resist, even if it means whole time, and or looking some type of way in front of whomever. Not only must the cruel unusuality of it be apparent, but the BOP and KOJ should not gain any twisted affirmation of conversion therapy, for example, false statistics. Struggle as yourself. Don't live the coerced lie. Be an annoyance, if possible. Annoy prison staff, medical, or security. For people outside, beyond abolishing the prison system, I'm unsure what more I'd suggest. I've been incarcerated for 4 years now, LOL. Protest? Resist? Revolt? Riot. Dime. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Sophia. Thank you for this opportunity to share my thoughts on this. In addition to my music, which can be found on SoundCloud, you can find my scholarly work on PDX Scholar, Epistemic Injustice, and my less scholarly anarchist stuff on The Anarchist Library. You can write me here at Coffee Creek using plain white envelopes, non-lined paper, and regular pen. And free Sasha Zay. Address, Sophia De Ferrari, number 23976151, Coffee Creek Correctional Facility, 24499, Southwest Grams Ferry Road, Wilsonville, Oregon, 97070.